fans, it's almost time for the March Madness round of the Worst Movie Ever Tournament. Go to Tancast.com and vote for a horrible movie we eliminated or never mentioned. The movie with the most votes will battle it out in the finals to decide which is the worst movie ever.
Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Say now.
Now.
Now?
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't, like, all delayed and shit. Hello?
Excellent.
No, I don't think you're delayed.
Okay. Are you being stupid, Andy?
Both of us
No,
are.
No, I was. Oh. I intentionally let a long time go by before I said, no, I don't think you're delayed.
I did too, but Tim obviously has more patience than I.
And he's like, I gotta be talking. There's a silence. I gotta fill it with talking.
I know. There was a battle inside my head. I'm like, don't talk. It's funnier. Ah, I gotta.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, Noah warns us away from the man who fell to Earth, Andy does some home improvement, and I fail at cosplay comedy. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome in to the Tancast.
Welcome. You're here. You're queer. Get used to it.
Okay.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
Guys.
And when you hear this sound.
No. That's Noah gargling the balls of his enemies.
That means there's a link in the show notes.
That does not mean that.
It means there's a link in the show notes.
Nope.
It means it's a fucking piece of shit.
Nope.
Oh, man, you burned me, Tim.
Take it.
You burned me. Oh,
take
shit.
It. Take it.
But when you hear that sound, it does mean that there's 18 days and 8 hours left to back. I guess I shouldn't call it Kickstart because it's not on Kickstarter. The Jay and Silent Bob Chronic Blunt Punch video game.
Why are you making that noise, Tim?
Because he's like, I'm going to make this joke, but I'm going to take forever.
Andy, learn speed talking.
Fuck Tim. How's that?
There's that as well.
There's this many days left to back the stupid Jay and Silent Bob video game. That's how I would have said it. Here's how Andy said it. There's a bit to back this on Well, it's technically not Kickstarter. It's another website, so don't go to Kickstarter.com because you won't find it. Anyway, let me get to what I'm saying. Hold on. Why is everybody leaving?
Come back, guys. I love you. I actually do love you, Andy. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that make you feel, Tim?
Fuck that guy.
I'm fine. If you're being a jerk, you can't expect everybody to love you all at once.
Or ever.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta be, someone's gotta be the jerk. Oh shit, I'm turning into Andy. Never mind.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Your House of Stark costume was stupid.
There. Oh.
Now I'm turning into Tim.
How's that make you feel, Tim?
Roles are reversing.
I mean, if you weren't the 27th person that told me that, that might sting a little.
Wait, people told you it was stupid?
I mean, not in those words, but their face told me all they needed to tell me.
What is with you in doing these mundane live videos?
I did that one just like, I want to test out how this Facebook Live works. And I was like, but I mean, everybody's asleep. I'm not going to sit there and chat with people. I'll just wash the dishes. Nobody will watch it. I'll just have it on and then whatever. And then like something like 69 people tuned in.
So you're like, I need to do more of these.
Yeah. I was like, well, I'll keep moving. See how it goes.
And then you did one of you actually sleeping.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe people want to watch me sleep.
Are you lonely, Tim?
No.
I want my virtual friends around me.
Tim's like the even more narcissistic version of Andy Warhol.
No, I can hire Task Rabbit to come watch you. I can hire Task Rabbit 69 people to come watch you sleep.
I didn't want to watch me sleep. I felt others might want to watch me sleep.
Yes, exactly.
That's not narcissistic.
It's not?
Isn't it? Isn't it not?
Well, I guess it'd be both. I guess, yeah, technically narcissist was... That's just being self-involved.
Is it, though?
It is.
I think it's more self-important. Like, I'm so awesome, people want to watch me sleep. Except I was doing it ironically, and I honestly expected to wake up and find no views. Or a bunch of comments like, what the fuck is this? But the fire, that was a good idea. It's like a little Yule log.
I did not watch the fire, Tim. I hate to break it to you.
Weird.
Well, you know what? Something like 97 people did? I can't remember the exact number.
What are you doing with your lives? Start a series, Tim. Start a series.
That's what I said in the comments of the first one. Welcome to the pilot episode of Tim's new series, Tim Livestreams Mundane Bullshit.
Did you tell your wife about it? Like,
she was there when I was doing. Well, I told her about it. Well, and she saw it because I guess I don't know how you turn this off. Anytime you go live, all your friends get a notification that you go live.
Yeah, I keep getting these notifications. Like, well, I mean, if I have notifications on, but yeah, it's like Tim's doing some shit.
I'm like, well, I wish I knew how to tell people to turn that off because I don't necessarily want to send a notification every time I do it.
Oh man, it's important stuff. We need to know when the next episode of Tim doing mundane shit is on. I gotta get my fix, Tim.
Well, a comedian friend of mine does it a lot. Like, he'll just go live and start talking, like when he's driving places to do comedy shows. And then a friend of ours, Heather, who moved down to LA. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
she did it, and I was like, wait, anybody can do this? And I was like, well, let me. Not that she is just anybody. You know what I mean? She's not like a comedian. All right, that wasn't a dig, but it sounds like one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was like,
it was totally a dig.
She's just a stupid normie. She's not, you know, like a comedian.
All right.
You're not important to the world.
I never said comedians were important to the world.
That's what you imply.
And society has certainly never said it. My bank account certainly does not reflect it.
Just because someone's important, does that mean they're rich?
Truth. Anyway, so then I decided to see if I could do it, and that's and then we catch back up to the what should I do? Everybody's asleep. I'll wash dishes. And squint at the comments because I didn't have my glasses on.
But it was weird, though. It's like you were squinting like when I first watched you, but like I was the only one that looked like to me. I was the only one that commented.
Oh, well, it also tells you when people join.
Got it.
And
okay.
I think the comments are delayed by a bit.
Okay. Like, for me, it looked like they were showing up right away.
Yeah.
Anyways.
When I commented on one of Ty's videos, I was like, I commented right away. And then a while later, I see him look and go, oh, I got a comment. Tim, don't worry about it. I only read the comments at the red lights. He was driving. I was like, this seems unsafe.
What's also weird is, like, it's like you're saying stuff and people are commenting to what you're saying. So it's like... Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm missing part of this conversation.
Oh, yeah, you gotta time the comments. They should do that, like, at what point in the video the comment was made. Like, so they should put a little timestamp on the comment as opposed to, like, the time they made it. I guess if you really wanted to figure it out, you could, based on when the video was posted. But
that sounds like work, Tim.
Exactly. You should put a little timestamp. Like, this was commented at 3 minutes into the video.
That's not a bad idea, buddy.
Hey, Facebook, I'm fixing your shit. You're welcome. I know you're a little fledgling company that needs some help. That's what I'm here for.
Needs all the help you can get. Tim's on it.
I know you just built that huge facility on the other side of the Dumbarton Bridge, but you know what? You could build a bigger one next to a bridge people care about.
All you got to do is listen to Tim. He's got the ideas.
I got the idea. Wait, no, don't put an S on there. So far, I just have the idea.
No, you got more. You got more rolling around in there, Tim.
Oh, yeah, what Noah says. But those are secret. The first one's free.
Until you pay him $1 million, Tim?
I mean, I'll take $1 million. I prefer to.
To start with.
Just start with. Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah.
His retainer fee.
So regardless of what happens, I keep that $1 million.
if I have no other ideas, or actually my idea turned out to actually be pretty shitty. I don't see how Facebook could lose in this.
I mean, it seems like it's a win any way you look at it. Should we do some tan laps? We got a bevy of tan laps sent in.
We do. Let me, yeah, we should.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Everybody's got a laughing place, a laughing place to go, go, go. Come on in, give us all a friend, and you'll find yours, I know.
Tan laughs!
Who's going first?
Somebody Andy. Else, because I haven't got the window open.
Okay, Andy will do one sent in by Jason.
Jason, you are wonderful in this world.
Okay. Anyways, Jason asks, what's blue and smells like red paint?
I don't know.
Blue paint. Why can't the T-Rex clap?
Because he has little horns.
No, because he's extinct. What did Batman say to Robin before they got in the Batmobile?
I don't know.
Get in the damn car. What leaves a bigger memory than a passionate kiss?
I don't know.
A punch in the dick.
Close, a stab wound.
Why is Noah reacting to jokes in a musical?
I don't know.
I thought it would be funny if I just kept it going.
What did the farmer say when he couldn't find his tractor?
Where the fuck my tractor at, nigga?
Alright, I'll take it, because that's basically what it was.
Oh, is it?
It Man. Doesn't have the N-word, because I don't think that Jason or I are allowed to say that. I don't know. He's wearing a Boba Fett hat in the picture I see of him.
Oh, that's why my computer's being slow. I need to update Windows. Oh, shit, it's going to put Windows 10 on here, isn't it?
Hey, guys.
No.
Sorry.
I don't think so.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guess who I saw today?
Who?
Batman.
Everyone I looked at.
Oh, zing-a-dong-ding-dong.
Jason says, love the show, guys. You make my work days much more enjoyable. Keep up the mediocrity. Kisses. Jason,
don't you worry. If you had been around for the start of this episode, you'd be like, yep. It seems like they've been doing this for, 8 years now. They got this shit on point.
Yep. Our tech is on lock.
Fucking, there's no snags or anything. We just tear it.
I mean, we are still using the same tech we used 8 years ago. That might be the problem.
Is there a better thing than Skype?
Maybe. Like Google Hangouts. Do we want to try Google Hangouts next time?
Well, if we do, we should probably, start before we want to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least build in, a longer plan of recording that day.
Yeah. I mean, because, Google Hangouts, you wouldn't have to update. Right? It would just be you'd log onto a website and it'd be oh, it's whatever version that we're on now.
I don't know how that shit works.
Anyway, well, we can figure it out later. Oh, tan laughs.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you done, Andy?
Sorry. That's why I signed
off. That's right. You signed off with the yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and the kisses. Gentle kisses.
I want hard kisses.
Uh-huh. Ooh, the rain just stepped it up a notch outside.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I think it's 80 here.
We got your rain, motherfucker.
It's still technically winter. What the fuck, Mother Nature? Get your shit together.
What the fuck, Mother Nature?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's only mid-70s.
You lying piece of feces.
Yes. It will, however, be 83 on Tuesday. That's hot.
What the fuck, Mother Nature?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was almost 80 yesterday and the day before, and humid as hell. I was like, this is still early March. It's a little early in the year for my balls to be sticking to everything.
It's never Delicious. Too early for your balls to be sticking to everything. Come on, Andy.
All right. I will accept I was incorrect. Thank you, Noah, for correcting me.
No problem.
So anyways, weather doesn't matter. You know what matters? Tan laughs.
All right.
Here's one about Amy Winehouse. She's a wonderful person, very talented. What's the difference between Amy Winehouse and Captain Morgan?
I don't know.
Captain Morgan comes live when you add Coke.
Oh. Wow. Who is that from?
That would be from Jonathan.
Okay. And we'll close it out with this one from Tyler. Yo mama is so stupid, Oh, this should have been for Noah. Hang on, I'm going to do my best.
All right, do it, do it.
40s, 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 blunts, blunts, blunts. Your mama is so stupid. Kylo Ren couldn't force read her mind. What? Your mama so ugly. Ben drowned. What?
Oh, that was a good one, Tim.
Ben drowned. Oh, damn.
No, 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 no. Your mama's so ugly, Ben drowned himself again. Who's Ben?
I don't know.
Editor Tim here. Podcaster Tim doesn't realize that Ben is the rat from the movie Ben. Idiot.
Well, he's dead again.
All right. Sorry, Ben. Sorry about my mother. My hideous, hideous mother.
Here's one that's right up my alley.
Meeting
him. Your mama so fat, not even Superman can lift her. Oh, but damn!
I'm pretty sure Superman could lift her, because if she's on the Earth, Superman...
Yo mama's so stupid. She thinks Jar Jar comes with pickles. Boo boo dee boo boo.
Oh, I was like, why would Jar, like, is he a fucking hamburger? But no. Jar. Got it.
Jar.
Yeah.
Nailed the chat.
Two jars.
Have you, on a side note, have you guys heard that, like, there might be some truth that there was, like, some bigger plan for Jar Jar Binks that wasn't lame?
For him to be Darth Jar Jar?
Yeah, I don't know if it was exactly that, but they did an interview with the guy who played Jar Jar, and he said, like, it seemed like he indicated, like, it wasn't totally off base, that there was, like, some alternative thing that wasn't, like, Misa, so hungry.
I highly doubt that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I was like, I'm sure his character had a bigger arc intended, but no, you don't. Don't restart my computer.
Misa, suck your dick for Goobafish.
Okay, Andy.
Sort of like how he ended up being the senator in What's Her Head's Dead, and then didn't he end up giving powers to Palpatine?
Yeah.
So I bet there was probably more to that story.
He gave some rousing speeches. Yeah.
Poor
Misa, vote Trump 2016.
Have they ever come out and said, like... Like, oh, man, when we were doing this, we totally were like, George, what are you doing, man? Like, they would, like, see the writing on the wall.
Tim, can you hear all this?
Hello?
No, it's choppy.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because
How's it sound now?
No, he said, did anybody say, hey, George, why are we doing all this?
No. Well, maybe they did, but George Lucas doesn't listen to other people.
Why should he? Sorry.
They were like, we're super excited to be working on a Star Wars movie. We're not going to second guess him. I mean, he knows what he's doing, right?
He's done this before, right? He's a good director, isn't he? Oh, no, he isn't?
Oh, he's awful. Oh, he should never write dialogue. Oh, God.
Oh, and he can't edit himself either? Where's his ex-wife?
Oh, well, then I guess all I have to say is, Ootini!
Hey, leave my mother's vagina out of it.
I left everything in it.
Oh, damn.
You can't keep stuff out of your mother's vagina.
Sorry.
This went to a weird place.
It did. Just had such a great beat. And it always leaves you hungry.
Yeah, we all did 10 laps, right?
Yep, we did it.
Excellent.
Let's wrap this motherfucker up. No.
All right, see you next week, everybody. Remember, don't trust not today like I hate.
What?
I've combined all our catchphrases into one catchphrase. Oh.
You're funny, little man. Here's some advice for you.
What's
if you ever have a chance to watch the movie The Man Who Fell from Earth with David Bowie, don't.
Media, oh, we review media. It's media on Tancast, baby.
Done.
Okay.
That movie is boring as fuck.
How boring as fuck? I think you might be doing it wrong.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was totally experimental, so it just, like, it didn't make sense. Like, at one point, So, do you know the premise? It's like David Bowie's an alien who falls to Earth.
I didn't, but I think you've just set it up beautifully.
Yep. And then the story goes from there. And it basically has all these things that they never, like, fill in. And I guess, you know, the premise is, like, you know, you'll just know that because this happened, right? So, at the end of the movie, spoilers if you're going to watch it, he records a record. But at no point between when you last saw him and seeing the record does it show him recording a record. It's just a record, and it's in the store. And I'm like,
that's how you do it.
Yeah, no, you know, things are allowed to happen off screen, right?
Yes, but I guess I prefer a little bit more of a linear storyline than, like, I think this is my own preference. Like, I could see, like, oh, you were working on a record, as opposed to, like, and there was no ever indication that he would record music, that he was musically talented. It's just, like, there's a record that exists now. It just, story-wise, it's weird to me. I know it doesn't have to happen on camera, but it was, like, and then there's, like, messages to, like, his wife on the record. I didn't enjoy it. I did not enjoy it. That's all.
Okay.
So, two thumbs up or two thumbs way up?
Two thumbs way up, I mean, his butt.
Some people enjoyed it. Like, they clapped at the end. They had one of the stars from the movie. Oh, and it was, like, terrible. Like, so they had it was a David Bowie tribute. And so they had a bunch of, like, music artists and, you know, some performances before the movie. And then they had a Q&A with, I don't remember her name, which is sad. But I'll look up. She was in the movie. She's also in American Graffiti, and she got nominated for an Oscar for it. Rip Torn was in it. And fucking Rip Torn was, like, this professor who was just, like, really into, like, 18-year-old girls. And that was just weird. Because all I know Rip Torn from is Men in Black. Candy Clark is her name. And so she's
making movies is her game.
She's doing a Q&A. And then, well, with the host, like, he was asking her questions. And then they're like, all right, now we're going to have the audience ask her questions. Everyone's just like, I was like, oh. And they hear that. He's like, oh, would you just rather just watch the movie? And they're like, yeah. I was just like, oh. No one gives. The interview was kind of awkward and weird. And, like, I feel like the guy wasn't really asking good questions. And she was kind of, like, not really giving great answers. I mean, not that it was, like, terrible, but it's just, like, I feel like I listened to another, like, enough podcasts where people get interviewed where it's just, like, you can spot, like, it's not really, like, a great one. So I think that might be something to do with it. And she kind of just rambled on about, like, different stuff. I don't remember where I was going with that. But, yeah, don't watch it. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
What made you watch it?
Oh, my friend Lindsay was performing in a choir that was performing. They sang a song, a Dave Bowie song, before the show. And I was like, I'll check this out. And I'd never seen the movie. And I was not opposed to it. I was like, oh, I'll check out The Man Who Fell to Earth. I was like, I wish I hadn't done that.
How is Lindsay? Tell her I said hi.
She's good. I will tell her that. They sang really well. It was nice. Yeah, and then they were like, time passed, and they didn't explain, like, how much time, not that you really need to, and they would experiment on him, and then they just stopped, and I don't know why. Like, the government found out he was an alien, they were experimenting on him, and then they just stopped, and he was locked in this, deep in this hotel. And then finally they just left and he escaped, and it did not make sense.
So it sounds like if you have the chance between that and the movie Rubber, see the movie Rubber.
Yes, I would say that is that.
At least about a sentient tire kind of like that comes to life and explodes people's heads.
Rubber was kind of entertaining and weird.
The end killed me of the movie Rubber. I loved it.
Really?
Yes.
What was the end again?
Okay, like, spoilers if you haven't seen Rubber, which you probably are not planning to, but it is available on Netflix. So, spoilers for the next couple seconds.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
They have it cornered in the house, and they have they put the decoy out.
Oh, right.
And the decoy doesn't work. So the guy who's been in charge this whole time goes, fine. He walks inside and shoots it and walks back out and goes, the end. Bye. He's just so irritated that he had to do it.
But then
it's just such a build up for, like, and there I shot it. I'm done.
But they wasn't really dead at the end, right?
What's that?
Wasn't there more at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, there. It goes on after that, but that particular scene just fucking killed me.
All right,
I think I rewound it twice. The end. Goodbye. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it's just, you know, like a dismissive, fuck this, we're done. There, I ended the stupid movie. Whew, I feel sorry for Andy, because I don't think he laughed at that part.
I don't think I did. I think I was just done at that point. Like, why? I mean, I get that they're trying to be all meta and clever with the, and that's why, because no reason. And look, we're going to bring in the audience and make them characters in the movie, and then we're going to kill them, and it's what you're fucking doing to me!
So you're saying you gave it two thumbs way up.
Two thumbs way up my butt. Great big grin on my face.
I mean,
lollipop in my mouth.
Yeah, that. Well, obviously, it didn't make it. But yeah, that is far from the worst movie I'd ever... At least, yeah, like, I just felt like The Man Fell from Earth was just fucking long.
Yeah.
19 minutes. And it's just like, when is this fucking ending?
Yeah, I didn't think Rubber was going to be a strong contender for, you know, going all the way. It was just like, what the fuck? And so many people were like, oh my God, have you seen Rubber yet? I'm like, why are you excited about that? What's wrong with you?
I don't get the excitement over, which is a movie I watched, Turbo Kid. Like, see, so many people seem to love that movie, and I was just like, that was okay.
I don't even know of it.
I have not seen it.
I think I briefly talked about it. It's basically like a throwback to like 80s kind of sci-fi movies. Or
wait,
dystopian.
Is that the thing that's on Netflix?
Yes, it is on Netflix.
Does Netflix keep suggesting it to you too?
Yes.
There's like a dude with a, I don't know, like a skull head mask or something.
I thought you said you liked that, Noah.
I think it was okay. Like,
I thought you were disappointed I didn't check it out.
No, I don't think so. I thought Kung Fury was better.
Oh, that's probably what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I thought Kung Fury was way more entertaining to me, and it was shorter. So, wow. Yeah, that was my week.
Yeah, Turbo Kid got good reviews. 88% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
I guess, for me, they just didn't really capture like that kind of like 80s vibe that I was looking for. Like, they got close, but I just felt it was kind of missing something.
Oh, Andy, you son of a quump.
What'd he do?
I just looked at the results for the worst movie ever, Cinderella Round, and Son of the Mask is kicking the asses. There's not even a close second.
Okay, hello? So you're saying I'm right. I've been right. I've been right the entire time.
I'm saying you poisoned our listeners.
Hey, don't hate me for being a strong advocate for just a joyless slog with a creepy fucking baby and fucking Jamie Kennedy doing his best, which is not great, Jim Carrey impression. Thing was awful from start to finish. Awful, awful, awful. And you know, I think there's a special place in hell for comedy movies that aren't fun. Like, joyless comedy movies need to all die in a fire. But this is the worst. Like, none of the jokes landed. And the baby was creepy. It was like it was an unintentional horror movie.
So
maybe
you're
you need to
saying
enjoy it from
you
that perspective.
It.
Yes, two thumbs way up my butt.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying I hated Catwoman. And I would watch Catwoman again twice before I watched Son of the Mask once. Now notice the 2-to-1 ratio was chosen on purpose because there's limits. There's limits to how many times I will watch Catwoman again.
How much would it take?
I think if the option was you have to watch Catwoman and like pay attention, not like it just has to be on and like I can play with my phone or something like that. But if it was like you need to sit down and soak it in, I think at the point where you're saying I got to watch Catwoman 3 times, I may take Son of the Mask just to be fucking done with it sooner. I think I can go to my happy place for, you know, an hour and a half or whatever it is.
My baby is freaking the fuck out.
Mm.
Is it a baby still?
Not really. I mean, he's technically a toddler, but he can't talk or anything, so I call him a baby.
He didn't say thank you, Tim.
Yeah. And it's great when he says it when it's situationally appropriate, but not when he's clearly asking for something. And like, that thank you doesn't tell him anything.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What the fuck do you want?
Well, Tim, just give it a couple of years, then you're going to get it sarcastically. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks for shooting your seed into my mom, Dad.
Whoa.
Too soon?
Too late.
Little bit. Well, yes, I mean, too late to undo that choice on Tim's part, but I mean, a little too soon to explain it to the child.
Nah.
He was only a boy.
He needs to learn. Mm-hmm. How was everyone else this week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
My week was, like, fairly normal until yesterday. I think I told you guys that this was quite a while ago, where I had a shower that was trying to fail. So I'd tossed a bunch of plastic up over it to, like, keep it from leaking until we could figure out what to do. All the quotes we were getting for, like, what it would take to fix it were like, yeah, it'll be about $1,000 in materials. I'm like, okay, that sounds about right. And about $2,000 in labor. Like, fuck. Fuck. So, you know, $3,000 just to rip out a shower and fix the tiling. But since my brother lives close by now, and his labor is free when he donates it, in the same way that now I owe him stupendously, my brother came over yesterday and helped me demolish the shower, helped me redo all of the walls. So he's going to come back at some point this week, and we will hopefully finish up the tiling, although the grouting will probably be all up to me. Then we'll have a nice, shiny new shower. But after 12 hours or so of that shit yesterday, today I feel like I've just been worked over with baseball bats. I also feel like I probably inhaled half of the drywall that came off the wall. So I've been coughing asbestos. And sneezing up just a bunch of lovely gunk. After all the work to, you know, take all the walls down and everything, to protect the new work that we did while still allowing me to take a shower in that room, I actually put plastic back up. So the shower looks remarkably similar to how it did before we started this. So I took a shower inside of a trash bag last night. But that was because my beard was about 80% cement. Like, it was just stiff and dry and awful. It was the first
just
time
like
I've
your penis.
Yes, stiff and dry and awful.
Thank you.
I'm just going to get tattooed down the side.
Well.
8-point font, too.
S-D ampersand A.
Yes. Yes.
Tim laughed at his own joke.
I did.
Yes.
Actually, I laughed at Noah's laugh, but yes.
Yeah, my wife was like, can't you just, like, you know, wash your face in the sink or something? I'm like, I can feel it in my arm hair. I can feel it in my eyelashes. Like, I'm going to go stand under this shower.
I can feel it in my glasses.
Oh, and I had to turn the shower on with pliers because there was no hardware. Like, I was able to screw the shower nozzle back on, but I wasn't going to install the piece to actually, you know, twist the shower on and off because I didn't want to be taking that on and off and potentially break it when it costs, like, $200. So I'm like, yeah, I'll stick the old hardware on there and then just grab some pliers and turn that on.
But wait, you only have one shower in your house?
Oh, yeah, the other one is still gutted from failing years ago, where the estimates for fixing that one were $8,000 to $10,000. Yeah. Yeah.
Now you know your next project, Andy.
Oh, yeah. No, that's already being planned. And my brother and his wife have picked out the next house that they're going to move into. So the one that they bought was sort of, you know, temporary to get them there, and they were going to do some work on it and then turn it into a rental property when they found a place that was, you know, more in keeping with the fact that they have three boys. So they've got a three-bedroom, so they have all three boys bunking together just so they can have, like, office space and storage space. So they're like, yeah, we need to spread those boys around a little bit. But they're going to move in there in about a month and a half, so I know I will be returning this favor. Helping my brother, like, go clear the property, fell some trees, stuff like that.
Excellent!
Yes. Hopefully, the more I do this, the less it'll hurt. But I also know the next time I demolish a bunch of drywall walls, I'm definitely wearing a mask. I've done it before and just, like, been, the masks are just hard to breathe in, and you get even hotter and sweatier, and you're just, like, re-breathing your own hot, wet air. But,
are you going to wear the son of the mask?
Oh, God damn it.
No one cared who put up the drywall until I put on the mask.
I think I'm getting old because, yeah, my lungs have not handled all the shit we did yesterday like they used to when I was younger. Where it'd be like, my throat feels a little funny. Now it's like, I can't breathe. But, yeah, still feels good. Feels like an accomplishment. I can look at that room, gutted as it is, actually looks worse than when we started, and be like, yeah, yeah, the shitty part's taken down. Oh, for anybody who actually knows anything about, like, showers or drywalling or whatever, the builder put a layer of drywall down, no vapor barrier behind it or in front of it, no waterproofing on it, screwed that very lightly to the studs, mostly glued it to the studs behind it, and then glued and nailed another piece of drywall onto the front of it to build the wall out so they could lay tile against that. Again, no waterproofing, no anything, just glued up. So once a little bit of water was able to leak past the grout, the glue started to fall apart, and that's why the shower wall was slumping, is because I had one piece of drywall just coming off of another piece of drywall. So it's like, none of that was right. They didn't do any of it right.
Those sons of bitches.
Oh.
Quumps.
And I was also, I think I've told you guys, I'm pretty sure I mentioned on Tancast too, the fact that, like, Southern doctors really get on my nerves, because my wife, with all of her pain issues, like, there's been several times where, like, she just has to bring me to doctor's appointments to get them to take her seriously. Because it's always like, now, little lady, I'm the doctor here.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of that shit. I mean, she, every time it happens, like, she's gotten less and less patient with it, and she will leave doctors if they do that shit to her now. But yeah, when we first moved down here, there was a lot of that shit going on, and, like, both of us were really pissed off about it. Well, I think the same thing happens at, like, home supply store, like, home improvement stores. Because I sent my wife out to get, I told her, okay, we need a vapor barrier to put behind the cement board. If you tell them that we're putting up cement board in a shower and tell them we need a vapor barrier, they should know exactly what you need and be able to give it to you, and just tell them that we need about 80 square feet of it. So
tell her I know what you need, and I can give it to her.
So instead of selling her the...
Okay, I guess I can't.
Instead of selling her the normal vapor barrier that's supposed to go in the back, they sold her the barrier that goes in a... if you're building a, like, a tiled shower... that goes in the pan of the shower. And that's like your last line of, no matter what, standing water won't go through your floor and, like, rot your house away. So this stuff is, like, heavy, heavy, heavy-duty stuff. Relatively expensive, definitely heavy-duty stuff. And they didn't just sell her 80 square feet of it. They sold her 80 linear feet of it. And the shit's 6 feet wide. So they sold her 480 square feet, six times what we asked for. So she comes back and she's like, well, I got a roll. I'm like, what the f-? I'm like, how big is this roll? Like, she's like, it's too heavy for me to carry in. I'm like, no, nothing that you bought, nothing that we needed should have been too heavy for you to carry on your own. So I go out and I try to lift this roll. I'm like, oh my God, this has got to be 100 pounds worth of vapor barrier here. So then I looked at what it was, and I'm like, yeah, go ahead and take the roll back. $300 worth of roll.
That's how much what it was originally?
Yeah. That should have been about... So the total price for putting up the vapor barrier should have been somewhere in the, like, 80 to 120 range. Probably 80. You know, about $1 a square foot. Maybe $1.50. Yeah. So I don't know if it was just she was dealing with somebody new, and they were stupid, and they didn't know what she was asking for. Or if it was somebody that's just like, oh, they sent a woman, we'll go ahead and sell her 80 linear feet of this shit. And, you know, if she opens it, then, you know, no takebacks, no returns. And she's stuck with it. Yeah, so that kind of pissed me off a little bit yesterday. Not at her. Definitely not at her. But, yeah, I kind of got the feeling that it was another case of, like, oh, lady doesn't know what she's doing.
She doesn't. No, I'm just kidding.
Should have sent her to get kitchen stuff. Then they'd know she knows what's up.
Oh, no, Tim.
I think we covered this last week. It's 2-1.
No.
2-1.
That is a terrible thing to say about women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Terribly accurate.
Oh. Oh.
How are you two married again?
How are we not more popular?
I'm not married, Andy.
With listeners.
How are you two married to separate women that would, like, stick your dick in me and make a child?
Well, in fairness, I only did that once.
I'm just going to see if my wife needs help with the caterwauling baby.
Oh,
you guys talk about things.
But now we're not going to find out how Tim's week was.
I know. I didn't care. I didn't give a fuck anyways.
Okay.
I got an Airbnb for Comic-Con.
Nice. Where are you staying?
It's about 45 minutes.
You don't have to get the address out on the air.
It's like a little bit north of the zoo.
Oh.
About 45 minutes by public transportation from the convention center. But it's also like, what, $108 a night as opposed to $200, $300, $400, $500? I'm like, I will travel a little to not pay that much.
Yeah, good choice.
And since we're only going to the con like 2 days, and like at least one of those days, I want to check out the zoo and maybe Balboa Park. Like, mm-hmm. We're pretty close. Like, it looks like maybe we're a mile, if that, away from like the zoo.
Oh, wow.
I still haven't got my ticket, though.
Your Comic-Con ticket or your air travel?
Air travel ticket. I got you. Like, you need to get your Comic-Con ticket because it sells out that day. Like, the first year I went...
Yeah, like, when you said I still haven't gotten my ticket, I was like, if Noah says Comic-Con ticket, I think he's fucked.
I don't think you're... Noah, I have some unfortunate news for you, buddy.
You're going to have a lovely time in San Diego.
You are not going to have a great time at Comic-Con. Could you not be going?
You can go and stand outside.
Yeah, when I went before, it was not like it is now. Like, there was a lot of people, but like, I hear like it's gotten even crazier.
Well, you know, nerd culture is starting to take over the world. They keep doing stuff for the Marvel movies, and I guess now the DC movies at Comic-Con. I guess it really started with, I don't even think it started with, but I know it got really big. Right around the time that the first Batman movie was coming out and when Iron Man was coming out.
See.
Oh, man, I am so tired. Sorry, I know I've been, you know, low energy this whole episode, but it's not even the time change last night and losing an hour. Well, it's a little bit of that because Drew got up, checked a clock that had already been reset. He's like, came running in, Daddy, it's time to wake up. Fuck you, fuck your face, go away.
The live alarm clock.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to start locking the door on the weekends.
Knock.
He doesn't.
He won't knock?
No, like, he'll hit the door. Well, I guess he'll, like, stand outside and yell, but it's weird. Like, he doesn't knock if the door is closed. He just comes in or yells from outside.
Interesting. So if it's locked, he'll just walk away?
Like, he'll probably try the door and give up and walk away. Yeah. Unless he's being a super big shithead, in which case he'll stand outside and yell.
Who's this?
Drew.
Kid talk?
Kid talk. Yeah.
Tim, how was your week, buddy?
All right. Sorry, I can hear my wife yelling at my son to not do something that I've told him not to do many times.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's life, my friend.
There was something I was going to say.
Tony Stark.
Oh, well, yeah. We sort of covered it at the beginning. We had a Game of Thrones party at my work. I've never seen Game of Thrones. I decided to dress as Tony Stark. Zero people got it. Well, no, that's not true. Two people got it.
Whereas I thought it was hilarious.
So you weren't trying to do a combination of any Game of Thrones characters. You were purely Tony Stark.
Correct.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Of the House of Stark.
So I had like a little, you know, one of those little lights that you press on it. Like you buy them and you can just hang them anywhere and you press on it and they turn on.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those hung around my neck with a shoelace and a Christmas tree ornament having a hanger. And then I put that under my shirt so you couldn't see it. So you just saw the light coming out. And I shaved my grizzly beard down to a goatee.
Nice.
Is that what the grizzly beard was for?
No, but I was like, oh, once I did, the grizzly beard was just laziness. And then I was like, well, wait. I got this party coming. I'll just wait and shave it at the last minute, and then it'll be a goatee. It'll be clever. Yeah, nobody at the party knew me well enough to know that I don't have a goatee normally. And like, they're just like, okay, that guy has a light in his chest. Like, that's they. I was like, oh, I should have bought an Iron Man glove, but I wasn't willing to commit that much money to this joke. And thankfully, I don't think that really would have helped. But just before we left the party, this one drunk girl was like, I don't understand why you're... What is the life for? I was like, because I'm Tony Stark. What? Tony Stark, because, you know, the House of Stark, and then Tony Stark is Iron Man. No. And, like, her friend is like, she's never going to get it. I was like, well, she's not alone. We'll just go. That's kind of how this night has been for me all night long. Except for two guys came up to me like, okay, we were wondering,
Do you have that on because you're the House of Stark and you're Tony Stark? I was like, yes. They're like, yeah, we got it. I was like, you are the first two, and this party's almost over.
See, I would have gotten it immediately. I would have walked in, seen the dude with the goatee and the glowing chest, and been like, dude's Tony Stark.
I was like, yeah, I had to tell everybody, yeah, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I have no idea what's going on here.
All right.
Even if you did, that's still fucking funny, and should be super obvious, because he's only been in, what, 5 movies so far?
Tony Stark?
Yeah.
Way more than that.
There's the 3 Iron Mans, the 2 Avengers.
And he was at the end of Hulk. Done.
True.
Way more than that.
Not with the glowy, but yes, you're right. Oh, I mean, it wasn't obvious.
Oh, it was so obvious. Wow. Seems like he's been in more movies.
It does.
I guess it's only 5. Yeah. Well, it's about to be 6. Oh. Noah, did you watch the trailer, or did you avoid
it? No, of course not. Although, fucking, people love to put the picture, like, right in the article. I mean, I guess they figure everyone watches the trailer, so that's my own fault. But I know someone who's going to be in it that I didn't know was going to be in it before.
Who'd you...
Spider-Man?
I mean, I'm assuming... Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
How have you missed that?
Because I'm not watching trailers or paying attention to any of that shit. I don't even read articles about it.
Oh, dude, that was announced, like...
That was a huge deal.
Yeah. That made the news.
I don't even
news.
Read, like, news about movies anymore.
All right.
Like, whenever, like, someone clicks, like, check out this new... Who's in the movie? I'm like, nope.
No, it wasn't that. It was that... Disney got the rights back to use Sony in their movie. I mean, to use Spider-Man in their movies. It was a huge deal.
Yeah, that Sony and Marvel had worked out this deal where it was like Sony was going to do a reboot, but it would become part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and like Kevin Feige was going to help produce the Spider-Man movie, and like that one would also be part of the Cinematic Universe.
I mean, maybe I heard it. It just didn't. It didn't retain.
Oh, okay.
Like, I found that even when I watched trailer, like, before I used to be like, I'd watch a trailer, I'd watch it again, or and I'd start reading news about it, but I find that now, even if I watch a trailer, like, if I just see it once, like, not really, I don't really retain much about it. Like, I should say I have started watching trailers selectively. Like, if it's a movie I really want to see, like, you know, Superman, Batman, Civil War, then I won't watch it. But if some movie I've never heard of, I'm like, oh, I'll watch this, see what it's about.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And documentaries, because what the fuck are you going to spoil?
Oh, did we talk about the Superman Batman thing on Jimmy Kimmel?
I don't think so. Oh, no, I watched it, but no, we didn't talk about it.
Noah, do you know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
So Ben Affleck was on the show with his after Oscar party show. And they're like, oh, he was like, yeah, I'm super excited. Jimmy Kimmel was like, yeah, I'm super excited to be in the movie because I have a part in the movie. And then Ben Affleck's like, actually, we had to cut your part for the movie. And he's like, what? And then they went through a long bit about that. And he's like, well, I brought the clip here so you can see it. And Jimmy Kimmel goes, great, we can show that. Way more people will see this in that stupid movie. So they run the clip, and it looks like it's the clip from the trailer where Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne are talking to each other. Then all of a sudden, Jimmy Kimmel walks into the scene, and you realize they've just restaged the entire thing, and they brought Henry Cavill back and Ben Affleck back. And Jimmy Kimmel's like, hey, wait, don't I know you? And Clark Kent's like, no. And Jimmy Kimmel walks away, walks back again. Superman, anyone ever tell you you look just like Superman? It's like, no, I've never heard that before. Jimmy Kimmel walks away, walks back again. It's Superman, everybody. This is Superman. And he hands his phone to Bruce Wayne. He's like, here, take our picture. And Bruce Wayne holds the phone up over his eyes and goes, say cheese. And he's like, wait a minute. You're Batman. I got Superman and Batman over here, everybody.
That's pretty funny.
And then Lex Luthor comes over just like he does in the trailer. And he's like, hey, Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne. He's like, and then Jimmy Kimmel goes, no. Superman, Batman. No, that can't be Batman. Batman wears a cape, and that man's wearing a suit. And that man can be Superman. Superman has perfect vision. That guy's wearing glasses. And Jimmy Kimmel just yanks his glasses off. And Lex Luthor was like, oh, my God, I've been obsessed with killing a news reporter. I've wasted my life. Gotta go. Love your column. And then walks away. that was the best.
I will watch that.
There's still some more jokes in there, too.
I won't spoil the last two cameos, then.
Yes.
Oh. Do they spoil the movie?
No.
Not at all. No. Okay. Do they make the movie 10 times better? Yes. Will I watch that instead of watching the movie? Yes.
Wait, are you not going to see the movie with me? Because you got to invite me, Tim.
Oh, no, I wasn't planning on seeing the movie in theaters if I could avoid it. Unless I hear, like, oh my gosh, all the expectations were wrong, this was the best movie ever.
Tim,
seriously? I'm not going.
Tim, yeah. you got to invite him, and you got to make sure you don't put any garlic on your popcorn.
I'm actually kind of surprised you're not going to see it.
You got to vote with your wallet, man. Oh, great. Now the other kid's crying.
Well, we probably should wrap it up.
Yeah, we're at an hour anyways. That's enough
yeah.
floundering about for content. While Andy whines about the content of his lungs.
That will be the name of this episode. Floundering about for content.
I done did it again, yo.
Remember, guys, never trust Zack Snyder to make a good movie anymore. I mean, Watchmen was pretty good, but...
Yeah. I want to watch that again.
You want to watch that, man?
I want to watch Ben. Wait.
Meh, 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 meh.
We lost Noah.
Hello?
What?
No. He meant...
Mentally.
Gone off on a... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he's wandered off into
not
the dead
today, zone. Tony Stark costume idea.
Oh. I'm still sad about that. Makes me sad about people. That's what it is. It's not like, oh, Tim wasted all that effort. It's like, that is a primo fucking joke, and nobody got it. Fuck people.
I wouldn't say I wasted a ton of... there wasn't a ton of effort.
You Brilliant. Wasted your life, Tim, basically.
Well, yeah, but that's irrespective of what Andy's talking about.
Fine, it was your brilliance coming up with that joke, and people didn't fucking
Yikes.
Get it. Sorry, Noah. Who should we not trust?
What do you hate this week, man? We're trying to sign off.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was going to say that I hate getting the content of my bathroom down my lungs, but no. This week, I hate people who don't get brilliant fucking jokes. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast. Alright, brilliant is
silly.
The overstatement of the year. It's funny, because there's probably been bigger overstatements.
Well, Donald Trump has been talking a lot.
Oh, did you see they canceled his rally? Because, more people showed up to protest it than to go to it?
Yeah. Have you seen the stuff that he's been talking about where, like, he seems to be doubling down on inciting riots and, like, inciting people to beat up protesters?
I've not.
Oh, yeah, he's doing this shit on purpose.
Have you seen the guy who who goes to a Bernie Sanders rally with a Trump t-shirt on and a sign that says, hug a Trump supporter?
No. Bad things happen.
He gets plenty of hugs. And then the same guy goes to a Trump rally wearing a Bernie t-shirt, says hug a Bernie supporter, and still gets hugs.
Huh.
He's bringing people together with this random internet prank.
For a little bit there, I was worried. I'm like, did a Bernie crowd turn violent?
Yeah, they did. Violently hugging him to death.
We're going to love you to pieces, motherfucker. Get over here.
Although it seemed like a lot of the Trump supporters were like, I don't hug dudes, but I'll give you a handshake.
Yeah, that seems about right. I ain't gonna hug no queers.
I mean, it's a step in the right direction.
It is.
Erection. Did we lose Noah?
No, I'm here. I just gotta go.
Oh, wait, no. We couldn't have lost Noah. He's made the call.
Yeah. If we lose Noah, we lose each other.
Have a week.
Oh, Noah's done.
Okay.